relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
The reality is that this president right now is fighting, and let's be straightforward about it. He's fighting all alone. And Ted Cruz has stepped up to say he'll argue before the Supreme Court. Why on God's green earth wouldn't the White House jump on it? Why shouldn't they accept that right now?
And I'll just say this one other thing, though. If three state legislatures, I just outlined, one correction in Wisconsin.
No, Stephen, I won't let you say, I'm not going to let you do this. I'm not going to let you do that. I ask a question. You and I, we're reasonably smart and decent fellows. Why don't you answer me? That's all I'm asking here, Stephen. Why don't you guys jump and salute Ted Cruz and say, yes, we want you on the team now? My God, this is not a time for internecine nonsense on the part of the Republican Party, which is watching its blood drain into the streets because they're gutless.
Oh, would that it were internecine warfare inside the Republican Party. There is no warfare. There are a handful of people fighting and the rest of the GOP establishment doing nothing. Internecine warfare would at least be a sign of life from the establishment GOP that still doesn't understand what happened in 2016. I'm Sebastian Gorka, your host here on America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting across the nation to hundreds of our radio stations and affiliates, millions of listeners, and also live streaming on YouTube, on Facebook, and available on Instagram TV. If you haven't seen it yet, we posted it this morning. It is going, I know it's an awful phrase, I know, but sometimes it's just true. It has gone viral. I had the audacity at the White House party to get out my phone and to film the president's six-minute address to all of us gathered at that wonderful, wonderful Yuletide celebration. And you need to watch all of it. We have a short clip of it, but I need you to see it. Because it was very clear. This man is not giving up. And not because of personal reasons, not because of ego, but because it's just wrong. There are very few things in life that can get me as agitated, to get my blood as boiling as injustice. From being a little kid through to being a grown man, when I see injustice, it just triggers something deep inside of me. And that should be happening to all of America. Because it's just wrong. It's irrespective of which party you belong to. The idea that the only nation founded on the principle of individual liberty and freedom with the oldest written constitution could have its election so prostituted, so degraded by the hundreds, the thousands of pieces of evidence we've seen in the last 5 weeks, whether it's the individuals who've testified to being contractors for the post office, ferrying truckloads of hundreds of thousands of ballots across state lines in totally illegal activity, to be shipped in the middle of the night to counting stations that had been set up, funded by Mark Zuckerberg to the cost of more than $350 million. And to have those votes, pristine, quote-unquote, mail-in ballots that hadn't even been folded, with just one name circled in, Biden, the rest of the ticket left blank. And to have all those ballots counted in secret in the middle of the night with none of the constitutionally state-mandated Republican poll watchers present should make your blood boil. Because it's just wrong. Forget the lies and the mendacity of the candidate in question, whose name was circled in, a man who is incompetent, clinically incompetent, to hold any position of responsibility. Would you let this man walk your dog, let alone be in control of the nuclear weapons of the most powerful nation in the world? A man who can't string clear sentences together without talking about how hirsute, how hairy his legs are, and how little children wanted to pat them down in the swimming pool. Good God, man! Why aren't you in an asylum? It's not the fact that he's been a machine politician for 47 years. Hiding in his basement, unable to hold a rally through sheer cowardice, or because he knows nobody would go. It's not the fact that all of his co-conspirators who he colluded with, yes, real collusion, utterly and completely deep-sixed the story with all its evidence of his son's corruption, facilitated whilst he was vice president. Corruption involving the biggest communist nation in the world, a nation that has slave labor camps, a nation that has produced and smuggled more fentanyl drugs into this country in one episode intercepted by our forces that could kill every man, woman, and child living in America. That's not good enough. The videos of the prostitutes, the cocaine, I have to say it. The photographs, the naked photographs of Hunter Biden's niece on his laptops, that we know are his, because guess what, America? His lawyer demanded the laptops back. Why, if they're not yours, Hunter Biden? You, if you're blind, if you're deaf and dumb, could ignore all of that. But what we mustn't ignore is the level of rot inside political institutions across certain states and specific cities in this nation that just deem it natural to lie in an election, to forge ballots. Every single ballot that is forged is an American who has lost their political emancipation. Irrespective of skin color, your political existence is nullified by that one fake ballot. And when it's thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, when it's possibly millions, then that is a blow in the heart of our republic. Does any sane, sober American truly believe that Joe Biden, a cognitively compromised, corrupt old man, garnered more votes than America's first black president? Don't make me laugh. They lied, they cheated, and they want to steal our nation. Donald Trump is fighting. And one of the good guys left at Fox, Lou Dobbs, a great American, is absolutely right. Where in tarnation is the rest of the Republican machine? Where are you? What are you doing? Where are you hiding? You should be ashamed of yourselves. But you can redeem yourself. And we must force them. It's the GOP. It's the Republican state houses. And now it's your turn. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Don't touch that dial.
Hi, this is President Trump, and Sebastian is really a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's been with me from the beginning. Listen to him. We all learn.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'll tell you more about the Christmas party yesterday. But hey, if you happen to be a producer of this show and you're watching, get better. Feel better. We need you back in studio. That's Mr. G taking a well-deserved day off, and thank you for your creative input. I hope you're having a little nappy poo later, resting your head on one of Mike Lindell's pillows. Which, if you haven't got one, if you use my name, he's going to give you 60% or more off. Go to MyPillow.com, not $69.98, but $29.98. If you use my name, call 800-829-8468. The pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape. It's just flipping marvelous. 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. Shad. It's happened. That pathetic individual, Judge Emmett Sullivan, has dismissed the case. General Flynn is not only pardoned by the president. Well, I need a piece of paper. Yeah, let's get a piece of paper. Let's do a Nancy. Hello, Nancy. Hello, Judge Sullivan. Hello, swamp creatures everywhere. I hope I didn't need that. And it doesn't matter anymore. General Flynn, God bless you. Well done. A free man. Now let's go and clean up the swamp. Okay. Where were we? What do we do next? Do we have something really important? We do! We do! Did you watch Fox yesterday? I know it's not popular for good guys anymore, but there's a couple of decent chaps left and chapesses. We mentioned Lou Dobbs. Tucker is doing a good job. Who else is left there that we like? Is there anybody on business? It's kind of scraping the bottom of the barrel. That's why Newsmax is exploding. But there was a monologue, I do believe it was the monologue, last night from Tucker Carlson, which was truly eye-opening. He played various clips from a conference in China where a Chinese economist called Professor D. Dong Sheng spoke. And underneath the video, which is now, of course, just strangely disappeared from the Chinese website where it was found, said the following. And I'm just going to read, because there's no point showing you the video, because it wasn't dubbed. They had subtitles. But you need to hear what this Chinese professor said in public in China. And it has to do with our nation, his nation, the biggest communist dictatorship in the world, and President Trump. Direct quotes. Bear with me. Professor D. Dongsheng. The Trump administration is in a trade war with us. So why can't we fix the Trump administration? Why? Because between 1992, that's an interesting date, and 2016, did China and the U.S. used to be able to settle all kinds of issues? No matter what kind of crises we encountered, be it the Yinhe shipping incident that has to do with chemical weapons, be it the bombing of the embassy, remember that in China, in Serbia, or the crashing of the plane, remember that incident, things were solved in no time. We managed to fix everything in just a couple of months. What's the reason? I'm going to throw out something, maybe a little explosive here. It's because we had people at the top in America. At the top of America's core inner circle of power and influence, we have our old friends. For the past 30, 40 years, we have been utilizing the core power of the United States. As I said before, since the 1970s, Wall Street had a very strong influence on the domestic and foreign affairs of the United States. So we had a channel to rely on. Did you get that? Wall Street was influential, so China was okay. But the problem is that after 2008, the status of Wall Street declined. And more importantly, after 2016, Wall Street couldn't fix Trump. Let me read that sentence again. This is from the Chinese communist perspective. And more importantly, after 2016, Wall Street couldn't fix Trump. Why? Trump had a previous issue with Wall Street, so there was a conflict between them. But I won't go into details. I may not have enough time. So during the U.S.-China trade war, Wall Street tried to help us. And I know that my friends on the U.S. side told me that they tried to help, but they couldn't do much because of Trump. But now we see Biden's been elected, and the audience roars with laughter. Why would a Chinese audience roar with laughter because this professor says, "Ha! Biden's been elected!" He goes on to say, the traditional elite, the political elite, the establishment, they're very close to Wall Street. So you see, do you understand? Trump has been saying that Biden's son has some kind of global foundation. Did you notice that? Who helped Hunter Biden build that foundation? Again, roaring applause. Now, I don't know who this man is, but I know he is a Chinese intellectual, a professor in communist China, which means what? He is approved by the Communist Party. You must have the stamp of approval of the dictatorship. Not only to be in that job, but to publicly speak at an event on U.S.-China relations as a professor, as an economist. And why has that video disappeared? And what does it mean that they're so happy in communist China? The audience roars with applause when he says not only that Wall Street was on our side until Trump arrived, but that now Biden is being elected. Guys, open your eyes. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We're going to get to the bottom of the latest developments in election fraud across the nation with former Kansas Attorney General, the Executive Director of the Army Star Project, Phil Klein. Stay on this channel. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is marking its season of hope, and they need your help. The foundation is honoring America's heroes by donating 36 homes in 36 days. That's one home a day from Thanksgiving through New Year's Eve. Tunnel to Towers is gifting homes in more than two dozen states across our nation. They're bringing hope to great Americans, our catastrophically injured veterans, Gold Star, and fallen first responder families. The foundation is giving thanks to all of those who have sacrificed so much for us and to the many people like you across this country who have supported their efforts to honor our nation's heroes. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Donate $11 a month by going to t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. T2T.org. Help bring hope to America's heroes and their families. Thank you.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
We are back and we are focusing on the latest developments in the election fraud 5 weeks ago. It really wasn't 5 weeks ago, of course, was it? It was for months and months prior to that, all the measures being taken by the various states, not the state houses as the Constitution requires of them, but the governors, the local clerks, the chief clerks, which of course means that they are technically null and void. Somebody who can give you a much better analysis, somebody who was with us for a whole hour last week, it was record-breaking, people loved watching that interview, is the man who is the executive director of the Armistad Project, a man who, you know, he used to be an attorney general. Phil Klein, welcome back to America First.
Thank you, Sebastian. Great to be with you.
I don't know if you're working on this angle of it. You are clearly investigating things at a far more tactical level. But how big a deal, I have to ask you because it's in the news, how big a deal is this case that Texas is bringing against the other states for their complete blatant disregard for the equal treatment clause and everything else? I was at the White House yesterday. I had somebody come up to me, a lovely guy, former Marine, who said, "Hey, why doesn't one of the states sue the others for what they're doing?" And I thought, interesting. I'm not a lawyer. I thought, that's very interesting. And then I wake up this morning. Tell us, is this a big deal?
Absolutely it is. And it's a perfect posture for the case to get to the United States Supreme Court, because those disputes between states have original jurisdiction in the United States Supreme Court. Moreover, it was filed at a time such that it can get there quickly, and it included all the evidence we've developed through all of the investigation. So what you see laid out in that case is much of the evidence that's been developed that we've provided and some of the other groups have found, and it's a very important case that can make a big difference.
Yeah. Now, let me do a kind of a fact check or a sanity check with you, because you are the person right there who knows about all this, especially because of your former experience at the state level. My understanding is the following. In cases of this nature, you don't even necessarily have to prove that a fraudulent act occurred, because the actions taken by the states in and of themselves were unconstitutional, merely by not following the Constitution, by a governor or a secretary of state saying, well, we're going to just count ballots that arrive after the deadline, or we're not going to check signatures. You don't even have to prove whether or not the signatures were or were not checked. The mere act that they went in violation of the Constitution is in of itself the crime or the thing around which, the artifact around which the case is built. Did I interpret that correctly?
Yeah, there's a lot about that that is absolutely correct. And one of the things that gets the Supreme Court's attention greater than anything else is a lawlessness that has a different impact on U.S. citizens. So, in other words, by these lawless acts, they managed an election in such a manner that certain persons, their votes counted at a greater degree than others in America, and it harmed Texans in their vote count to have an impact on the United States presidential election. So you have an equal protection argument underlying it all, and that is what the Supreme Court, their eyes light up regarding that.
And is there, I don't want to prejudice anything that you're doing, is this an angle that's easier to make, or is it all the forensic things that you're doing? I mean, are these things weighted, or are these just things we just do at the same time concurrently?
Well, we do it concurrently, but this type of suit is best positioned to move swiftly and best positioned to bring to the Supreme Court the national focus. These five states in their urban areas all managed the election this way, and it was lawless in the manner in which they managed it. It defied the state legislative guidance, and it resulted in all of this, what I call the blood in the street evidence, all of the fraudulent ballots, all of the information that's a part of each one of our state suits. But this gives the national look, and it's much easier to understand from that perspective.
We're talking to Phil Klein. Follow him right now. Phil with two L's. D. Klein. Phil D. Klein on Twitter. Executive director of the incredible team at the Amistad Project. Also affiliated. He teaches at Liberty University. And most important for the purposes of our interview and for the incredible work he is doing, former attorney general of the state of Kansas. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting to millions of listeners, hundreds of stations, live streaming on YouTube. Don't forget to subscribe. We just broke 24 million views on our YouTube channel, Relief Factor. If you're in daily pain and you find relief nowhere else, just take this story as illustrative of the power of this product that I've been taking for almost 2 years now. My wife, skeptic number one, refused to take it until she had her own back issues. And now, this morning, she said, "Where's my Relief Factor?" That's how good this product is, and that's why you need to see the incredible video testimonials from Americans who are getting their lives back at relieffactor.com. Then you take the obvious step and you find out if it works for you. Call 800-500-8384 and order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening, just like I do, for 3 weeks, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you like it works for me and my wife. ReliefFactor.com, 3-week quick starter pack, 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com. Don't you deserve to find out if you could be the next success story? Of course you do. ReliefFactor.com.
Government has declared him essential. Sebastian Gorka.
Are you ready to celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior? It's a magical time of the year, especially for who? For little children, of course. But imagine this. Imagine if this is your Christmas and you're a child, and one of your parents is missing. Not because they've died, not because you're divorced as a family, but because they're in prison. 2.7 million American children have a mother or a father incarcerated this Christmas. Shouldn't we help them? Shouldn't you help them? Well, you can. With the incredible Prison Fellowship's Angel Tree program, we provide, with your support, a Christmas gift to these children. We also provide them a children's Bible, and we organize a letter of hope, a message of love from their parent behind bars. And it all costs $22. You have provided enough support for over 1,200 children already on just my show. And God bless every single one of you who did that. But it's not enough. There are too many children who will be suffering because of the shame they feel this Christmas. Will you be a Christmas angel? It's so, so easy. Just go to my website, sebgorka.com, and click on the Angel Tree banner at the top. Give a donation in any amount, but think of this. $220 helps 10 children have a brighter Christmas. You can call the Prison Fellowship directly on 888-206-2794. That's 888-206-2794. Or just go to our webpage, sebgorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and click on the Angel Tree banner right at the top. Make a difference in the Christmas for these poor children. Thank you so much. We are back with the executive director of the Amistad Project. He's also a professor with Liberty University, former attorney general of the state of Kansas, Phil Klein. Phil, when you did our YouTube special last week, which was immensely popular, about everything that you've cataloged, you've found in terms of election fraud in the last few weeks, you talked about these brave whistleblowers. One of these who was a truck driver who'd testified to bringing a truckload of ballots across state lines to effect some dastardly scheme. Could you tell us what has happened to these whistleblowers since we last spoke?
Well, yeah, two of our whistleblowers, both of them subcontractors with the United States Postal Service, are struggling without jobs right now. And they came forward, they told their story, they risked much. And so I would encourage those who have an interest to support them. They have a GoFundMe page. I think they're deserving of our support. And they told a vital story. And I also want to say, Sebastian, that I'm a little bit concerned in that, you know, in many of these things, it appears like the post office investigates itself. Yeah. And I know the OIG office is supposed to be independent, and I don't want to cast aspersions. But, you know, these stories can be easily corroborated. And they can be corroborated by GPS positioning. They can be corroborated by cameras. They can be corroborated. And, in fact, we spoke with an official on the dock of the facility at Bethpage, New York, who corroborated Jesse Morgan's story and actually stated that this person had loaded ballots multiple times and complained about it and had been denied any way to forward her complaint. So therein is plenty of evidence for folks to go and chase, and I certainly hope those who are conducting an investigation will do so responsibly and move that direction to figure out what happened in Bethpage, New York, rather than just sit on it in D.C. or in Pennsylvania. It needs to go up to where these ballots came from. That's where the investigation needs to take place.
Truly, truly outrageous. Americans who have no political agenda, but who knew something was wrong, that our republic was being undermined. They stood up. They actually testified. They swore to what they witnessed or what they were involved in. And now they have no job. Please support these brave whistleblowers, real whistleblowers, would you? Please write this down. It's the URL where you can support these brave men. It's got-freedom.org/brave. One more time. got-freedom.org/brave. Please support them right now. Now, you're a former attorney general, so you've seen it. You've been there. You've got the T-shirt. But will you share with us, perhaps, one of the most shocking or egregious things you've witnessed or heard of in the last 5 weeks since you've been investigating this election that made you say, wow?
Over $500 million of private money flowing directly into government coffers to mandate in urban core centers and Democrat strongholds how the election would be run, even to the point of paying the election officials who determine what ballots to count and what ballots to receive.
So this is the Zuckerberg millions that were pumped in prior to the election to make sure things were done a certain way. Is that right?
Absolutely. It involved the plan to consolidate the counting centers that claimed COVID was the concern, which I'm still having difficulty accepting that you create a crowd to protect against COVID. But that consolidation allowed for the break of the chain of custody of hundreds of thousands of ballots from the drop boxes and the infusion and justification of delivering potentially fraudulent ballots into one big center, hundreds of thousands of ballots. It also kept the Republican out of the room where they couldn't see what was happening. As required by law, they were supposed to be in there with the Democrat to manage the election. America was kicked out and a billionaire was in the counting room. That's wrong.
How does a private individual, billionaire or otherwise, get to fund government employees during an election? How does that even happen, Mr. Klein?
It shouldn't happen. It should never happen. He flowed the money through a sleepy little charity called the Center for Tech and Civic Life that was running about $1 million a year. And suddenly they get $350 million from Zuckerberg that they start doling out. He gave $50 million to the Center for Election Innovation and Research. They help manage our poll books and do the software. And then other monies from Google, from the Skoll Foundation, from all of these groups helped leverage those funds so that private sector was managing our election.
It's truly an outrage. It's not just censoring posts on Facebook or Twitter. It is undermining a presidential election. Follow this man right now, Phil Klein, Phil with two L's, Phil D. Klein of the Army Star Project on Twitter. We'll be back with him momentarily. This is America First. You can call us on 833-33-GORKA. But don't call us on one of those big cell phone company lines, because it's the same thing as big tech. They're not on your side. If you're with one of the big cell phone carriers, just know this. At the end of the month, they take a portion of your bill and they donate it to things like Planned Parenthood and even to fund Democrat candidates. Cut the cord now. Go with the only Christian cell phone provider in America, Patriot Mobile, rated number one in customer service. You can keep your old line, and right now they have an amazing gift-to-give program where you can get two Samsung A11 phones until December 19th if you use my name. Call 972-PATRIOT or go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. They're on your side. Don't let your enemies use your money against you. patriotmobile.com/GORKA. 972-PATRIOT. Make the switch today.
Portions of today's program are brought to you by Prison Fellowship.
We are back. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. So excited to have a proud new sponsor. It's Car Arms, K-A-H-R. Car Arms, Magnum Research, and Auto Ordnance. All together, the Car Firearms Group, a family of brands defending your family's freedom. And I carry a Car 9mm myself. K-A-H-R. E.com. We are back with Phil Klein, Executive Director of the Army Star Project, also with Liberty University, and fighting the good fight to find out exactly what happened with our presidential election. Let me just ask a naive, non-lawyerly question. So we've got hundreds of millions of dollars sloshing around from Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook, flowing into how these elections are being run. Why are things like the Center for Tech and Civic Life and the Center for Election Innovation and Research, why do they have anything to do with our elections? Surely we have local and state governments that have the mandate to run elections, Mr. Klein.
Well, you will see, if spending a little time with it, there are several organizations that are primarily leftist, seven primary organizations that we've identified thus far that have infused themselves into our election process, holding seminars on how to do the election, working to try to make, for example, vote at home, where you would actually print out your own ballot and vote from home. The difficulty with that is that technology, that QR technology of the barcode and all of that, would open a vulnerability to being able to manage ballots. And so we are creating a private-public partnership that is removing the management of elections from the state legislature that has that responsibility. And it's also making it easier for those who want to be able to manipulate the election towards their ends. It's a huge concern that is the sleeper issue of this election.
And we're going to focus on it here on America First, and we're very grateful for you shining a light on all of this, and I hope your team, well, I just hope America is praying for your team. Let me ask you, we've got 60 seconds left. Going forward, where is all this fixed? Clearly, the state of Denmark is rotten to the core. Is this fixed in the swamp here in D.C., or is it the American people demanding fixes in their state houses? You, as a former attorney general in Kansas, you got to tell us, what's the center of gravity, to put it in military terms, of solving this problem for good?
It's local. It's local. And America needs to stand up in their state houses. They need to stand up to their secretaries of state and their local election offices and say, we've had enough. It's all a local issue. You nationalize this issue. You cede all control to the future, to these. I think we're creating a corporate oligarchy in America.
Yeah.
And we need to push it back down to the local level.
And he's fighting the good fight. Follow him, Phil D. Klein, on Twitter. And support those whistleblowers. got-freedom.org/brave. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Conrad Black next. Mo Brooks, Matt Schlapp, and that brave bar owner's lawyer.